say like a small Dvar Torah, and then we'd be open for questions and so on. So I wanted to point out something about the Mishkan. I think it's important because in a certain sense, we who are in Eretz Yisrael now, people like you that are coming from high school and are building a Mishkan, are really, really in a certain sense emulating the type of activity in these parishes. You're beginning to construct your spiritual home, even bepnimius, inside you in terms of your understanding of life, your aspirations, and so on. If we're to ask ourselves, what's the most important aspect of this binyan? What's the most important aspect of the Mishkan? So, people will say the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron. It's not 100% true because a Beis HaMikdash existed without Aron. So, it's Bayis Sheni did not have it. So, that can't be the critical piece. What is the critical piece? So, there's something that appears three times in three different places that really is significant, and that is division. You have an outer perimeter of Yerios, which divides the entire campus of the Mishkan from the world outside. You have the walls of the Mishkan that set the Mishkan aside from everything else inside that perimeter. And you have a paroches that divides Kodesh from Kodesh Kadashim. So three structures in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan and subsequently Beis HaMikdash, three structures that have in themselves dividers, physical dividers, and those are halachically mandatory. You don't have a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash without them. And one of them divides the outside world, let's call it Tumah, from the inner world. One divides a place that's not Tumah, but it's not Kodesh. And one sets off some that's Kodesh Kadashim. And without those dividers, we don't have Kedusha. I once heard an observation from a biologist who was speaking, and he sort of teased the people, and he said, what's the most important structure of the cell, of the human cell or an animal cell, living cell? So some people say the nucleus, some people say, you know, the mitochondria, other things. He said, no. The most important part is the membrane that surrounds the cell. Because if you don't have a membrane, you don't have a cell. If you peel off that membrane and you put the cell in a glass of water, it's not a cell. It just is mush. The membrane around the cell defines the cell as a living entity. So any kedusha we have, including Shabbos Kodesh, which is a kedusha of time, includes in itself what you do, that's kiddush, and includes in itself what you don't do, and that's havdalah. Havdalah sets, divides kedusha from non-kedusha. And that is as instrumental in making kedusha as is the positive act of making kedusha. I wanted to sort of make some analogy of it. As a person becomes a Ben Torah, and somebody who is in a very, very strong way observing mitzvahs, not just going through the motions, but getting into it and becoming Ben Torah and becoming an Oved Hashem, it's easier to focus on the positive. A lot of times the negative is just kind of, okay, you can't do it, you can't do it. But I think we need a lot of times to think about the value. Who we are is defined as much as by what we do, as much as what we don't do. And the boundaries that the Torah makes for us, the boundaries that the sense of being a Ben Torah, the boundaries that we personally feel it define and describe who it is that we are, make us the person we are as much as the positive things we do. So by understanding this critical factor in the building of the Mishkan, I think as we build and form our own lives as Bnei Torah, as Bnei Yeshiva, as Ovdei Hashem, it helps us understand the value of the things that cut us off and divide us from the world around us. Now that was a point I wanted to make about the Mishkan, and then we could discuss things, whatever it is.